Cleo, How a Small Black Cat Helped Heal a Family. Written and read by Helen Brown. We're not getting a kitten, I said, negotiating our station wagon around a bend the shape of a pretzel. We're just going to look at them. The road to Lena's house was complicated by its undulations, not to mention the steepness. It snaked over what would qualify as mountains in most parts of the world. There wasn't much beyond Lena's house except a few sheep farms and a stony beach. You said we could get a kitten, Sam whined from the back seat before turning to his younger brother for support, didn't she? The back seat was usually the boy's battleground. Between two brothers aged nearly 9 and 6, the dynamic was predictable. Sam would set Rob up with a surreptitious jab that would be rewarded with a kick, demanding retaliation with a thump, escalating into recriminations and tears. He punched me. That's 'cause he pinched me first. But this time they were on the same side, and my usual role of judge and relationship counsellor had been supplanted by a simpler one. The enemy. Yeah, it's not fair, Rob chimed in. You said. What I said was we might get a kitten one day. One big dog is enough for any family. What would Rata do? She'd hate having a cat in the house. No, she wouldn't. Golden retrievers like cats, Sam replied. I read it in my pet book. There was no point recalling the number of times we'd seen Rata disappear into undergrowth in pursuit of an unfortunate member of the feline species. Since Sam had given up trying to become a superhero and thrown his Batman mask to the back of his wardrobe, he'd morphed into an obsessive reader, brimming with facts to destroy any argument I could dredge up. I didn't want a cat. I probably wasn't even a cat person. My husband Steve certainly wasn't. If only Lena hadn't smiled so brightly that day at our neighbourhood playgroup when she'd asked, "Would you like a kitten?" If only she hadn't said it so loudly and in front of the kids. "Wow, we're getting a kitten," Sam had yelled before I had a chance to answer. "Wow, wow," Rob had echoed, jumping up and down in his sneakers with the holes I'd been trying to ignore. Even before we'd met Lena, I was in awe of her. A willowy beauty with an eclectic fashion style, she had migrated to New Zealand from Holland in her late teens to become a highly regarded painter. Her portraits invariably contained political comment about race, sex, or religion. An artist in the deepest sense, she also chose to live independently from men. There were rumours around playgroup that each of her three children had different fathers. Personally, I wouldn't have been surprised if Lena had summoned her offspring from some parallel universe only she and Pablo Picasso had access codes to. I wasn't about to make a fuss about a kitten in front of her.